This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, the number to text, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Thank you, Jim. 713-572-4610 is the number. Also, appreciation to MoCare Injury Lawyers for supporting the live stream, both on YouTube and Twitch.
We got to get them a drop, man.
What?
Oh, yeah. MoCare,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would the drop be?
They had a couple of funny commercials running on this station at one point. Maybe I'm going to have to dig in there and grab something from it.
Maybe something from My Cousin Vinny. The Two Utes.
Sorry. Have not watched it.
What?
That's right. If we're going to work together, you're just going to have a lot of those moments.
I'm going to have a lot of what?
Uh-huh.
You haven't watched My Cousin Vinny?
I have not. We'll ask Figgy. Maybe that'll go in thing that we're trying to put together, which I forgot. I have not talked about it yet. We probably need to converse about that. The people listening are, what are you talking about? Don't worry about it. What we are talking about is how this Texas team adds more talent, continues to get better year over year. That's what this time period is about. That's the offseason. In the NFL, that's what I mean. The scouting combine, that's what it's all about. Getting out there, obviously seeing players, potential players that you can go and draft, or also having conversations with those players. But then also with other organizations, seeing who you can maybe find trade partners with, talking with agents on potential free agents. Like that's what this time period does. And appreciation to Aaron Schatz of ESPN, founder of FTN Fantasy. I enjoy his work quite a bit. And so I found it very interesting when he had a piece projecting bold moves in free agency for all 32 teams. Mm-hmm. And the projection that he has for your Houston Texans is one that I find interesting. It goes as follows. Trade for New York Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson. Just off the top.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes, interested?
Absolutely. CJ Stroud guy, Ohio State guy, obviously, a terrific player. Now, they have a new boss over there, and who knows how Aaron Glenn is going to look at things. But when he dropped this, I was like, okay, well, what are you going to have to give up? And he said the 25th overall selection and a day two pick in 2026. I was good with that. I mean,
Wait, give a what now?
So the 25th overall pick
this year.
And a second day pick next year. For Garrett Wilson?
So either a second or a third.
Am I being unreasonable? I think I would do that.
I mean, the quality of player is clear there. He had a little bit of a down season last year, and you could tell that he was, I guess I can't really say how down season it was. He still had 1,000 yards, right? But you could tell that the quarterback situation with Aaron Rodgers did not jive well. Like, and Aaron Rodgers came in, and it was a little up and down. Like, he still played what felt a lot better football, even with Zach Wilson at the helm. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers had this weird propensity with the players that, you know, the players that he has a comfort level with. And I think that probably stems out of the very particular way that Aaron Rodgers quarterbacks, like, he has secret signals that he has for his wide receivers, and you just kind of have to know him. If you know type stuff.
Yeah.
And I imagine that did not bode quite as well with Garrett Wilson or what have you. But you know what? Still, right? 1,000-yard receiver. I wonder if, like, an incoming head coach, like you mentioned, Aaron Glenn, is like, hey, yeah, I want to allow this young, talented player to leave. Although I do wonder, like, would he be up for that, or would he?
Well, he hasn't been happy, according to reports, anyway.
Right. Would he want to go, especially when you look up and you go, what is the quarterback situation? And if the other side allows you to go and play with the dude that you previously played with, I just wonder if that's in his, if that decision is in on his plate, or if that's something where the Jets just go, no, we're not going to allow that to go. Although you're making it worth their while with a top 25, or with a top 25 pick and then a future pick as well.
Yeah, I mean, I had to think about it a little bit when you said that first round pick, but hell, they traded the first round pick for Stephon Diggs, pretty much.
I mean, look,
and this guy's way younger.
We talk about, you know, Texans' needs, and wide receivers always on the list. It might deserve to be higher on the list, you know, at least in terms of, you know, we know the defensive line, offensive line, all that, and that's where we kind of focus on. Maybe we throw running back in there, and we throw wide receiver in there. Right now, when you look at this, you know, Robert Woods said yesterday, yeah, I'm open to a comeback. And you told me this off air, and I went, cool.
I was like, actually, this weekend, I believe it was Aaron Wilson had talked to him. Yeah. I think they were doing that, like, upper deck thing, you know, the golf thing where they go into, like, various baseball stadiums and such. And then they're, like, they're hitting balls off of the upper deck down.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm always fascinated by that, because that seems to never, the field never seems to be ready for opening day once they do that type
of
stuff.
Is that why?
So okay. All right.
No, but I was thinking, like, this wide receiver core, if depending on what Stephon Diggs does, you know, obviously.
Well, I mean, he is a true free agent. It seems very evident that that's the way that both sides have played this. And we'll see if D'Amico Ryan says anything to the contrary, but it feels like it'll probably be
like
that same line.
I don't think it's unfair to say this wide receiver core is weak. You got Nico Collins.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, Nico Collins is a given, and he is a high-level player, like top 10 wide receiver in this league, high-level player. Outside of that, without Tank Dell likely playing very little, if at all, this season, I don't think you have a guy that you feel very confident in, right? You had some it was an upside play with the way that you built your wide receiving corps last year. You cut Noah Brown, and you were like, we were going to retain Mechie, we're going to retain Hutchinson, we like the upside there. And I don't know that this year inspired a ton of confidence for those guys. I think that there's still opportunity there for them. But I don't know that you have a level of confidence that they're going to be guys that you slide in, that you have constant, consistent production. Although, to be fair, we probably should give them a little bit more love, considering that we're willing to, you know, in various other places of the offense, look at it and say, hey, Bobby Slowick and the way that this offense worked probably did not situate itself well for them. We probably should give them a little bit of love there that we don't.
Yeah, they were affected too.
If you get Garrett Wilson, like, you are set there. Mm-hmm. I think you feel very confident in your wide receiving core with those two guys. And then, I mean, maybe you do you still feel like you need to draft one in that instance?
I would not prioritize it. You know, maybe that's one of those where you find a fifth rounder or something that you really like or whatever. But no, I don't think it's unfair to say this is a weak wide receiver core, and you blinked your eyes and it became that because of Tank Dell, as you mentioned. Stephon Diggs is a free agent. Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie, I don't know if they inspire confidence in anyone at this point. Robert Woods, long in the tooth, and you know, who knows if he can, you know, he really didn't offer a whole lot anyway last year. So you give me Garrett Wilson, I'll start the draft with my second round.
Right. I mean, because there's already a lot of drafts that are looking at, hey, do you get someone like an Emeka Egbuka, right? Like, do you get a wide receiver of that caliber? Mm-hmm. And Garrett Wilson is absolutely better than him at this given juncture, like right this moment. Like, I think any receiver that is going to be available to you, let's say Luther Burden, if he falls, the wide receiver from Missouri. Garrett Wilson's better than him at this moment. Yeah. So, like, you feel good about that. And he still has one more year of the rookie deal. This is the only thing that I'll put up there, and I wonder how you feel about this. Garrett Wilson, as I mentioned, last year the rookie deal, although he does have, you have the club option for the fifth year, and I imagine you absolutely exercise the fifth year option, right? But with that being the case, you're doing the dreaded, if I can say it that way, double dip, where you're paying on the front end with the capital, right? And as we've asserted, the idea would be the 25, like your first round pick this year, and then a day two pick next year with either a second or third round, depending on what you can make shake. Now, once you do that, that is a payment that you have, and you probably need to go ahead and sign an extension.
Sure.
Right? Like, you immediately need to give them money. But this is a team that is already getting to a place where you have a lot of money on the roster. Now, again, that wouldn't be for this year in particular. Like, I think his cap hit, as it currently stands, is $6,500,000. Like, that's not too bad, right? $6.5 million is very workable, I imagine, in what you're doing here. However, now you have to start paying, and you start thinking about it. And look, it's not as important in this moment, right? I think what's important, especially for a team of this caliber, is like, hey, can you win now or relatively close to now? Mm-hmm. However, once you start putting that extension on there, you have to consider that that's more money now that we have in the future tied up in players. And you're going to need to start thinking about how you get cheaper talent. And that's what a first round pick this year is absolutely going to be, is cheaper talent that you look, not just for this year and next year, but in for the next 4 to 5 years.
Well, sure. But again, you know, you're set at that wide receiver position. You've already paid Nico
at a reasonable
rate. You have him for another year. You can use the exercise the option. I don't see where there is a downside for, and pull him off the shelf, and considering the quarterbacks with whom he's played in New York, I think, you know, all of a sudden your wide receiver, as you said, your wide receiver room is set. Well, let's look at the other positions. There's still free agency. There's still the draft in the second round, which, by the way, deep defensive tackle draft.
Correct.
You can get that in the second round.
There's, I mean, you're already in a place. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. You're already in a place where people are talking about if you get offensive tackle, or rather offensive guard, interior offensive lineman, or a wide receiver in
second
the first
rounder.
Round, you'd already be in that second round defensive tackle
space. To me, I was like, almost like, of course. You know, for the number 25 overall pick, that takes care of the room, and you still have, you know, the equity and the draft capital to get it done otherwise.
So are we just all in? Are we all in agreement that you just go ahead and do this without thinking?
If he's on the market and you are in and you are interested, I don't know about you guys, I absolutely would be 100%.
So it definitely feels like the only thing that's stopping this is in those situations where you go,
the little
who
deal
says
thing.
No? Who says no? I imagine the no is the New York Jets saying, like, yeah. why do we give this if you are in that place, like, why do we give up a wide receiver of this caliber? And, mm-hmm. of course, it would be to get that premium capital, and maybe that's beneficial for a new coach coming in. I don't know that they have that feeling that they're going to compete immediately, per se, because they still need to figure out their quarterback situation. But, yeah, man, this feels like something that you can get done. So I'm very interested to see, like, what kind of trades this or otherwise Nick Caserio and this Texans team is willing to make. But I think I'm all in with you here.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, we get into our question of the day. Inspired by Adrian Wojnarowski, who is raffling out off some of his cell phones from the reporting that he's done on ESPN with with various different milestones that he's reported. What inanimate object, and I'm talking about like a real world, not a movie, not any fictional aspect. What real inanimate object would you absolutely bid on if you could? 713-572-4610. Put another way, what memorabilia would you like?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.